USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland Saturday that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking in Jerusalem, where he's shoring up support for reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he criticized President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. These people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
A construction worker died Saturday after suffering a substantial fall while apparently inside of a crane at a Boston parking garage that partially collapsed while it was being demolished. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey.
One victim found at the bottom of the pile, but having fallen from a high height.
A suspect in the alleged kidnapping of a Nevada teenager who was last seen in a Walmart parking lot has been arrested. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said it also impounded a pickup truck that was possibly involved in 18-year-old Naomi Arias' disappearance, which has since spawned a nationwide search. The suspect was identified by the sheriff's office as 41-year-old Troy Driver. Meanwhile, the search for the missing teen remains active. Some states have started suspending gas taxes. Others are considering such a move to help consumers facing high prices at the pump. David Holt with the Consumer Energy Alliance says the Biden administration doesn't have a sensible energy policy.
They won't meet with the industry. They won't remove these permitting slowdowns.
This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
China is confirming the deaths of everyone aboard the China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed nearly a week ago.
No one survived last week's crash of a China Eastern flight. Chinese state media reports that 120 of the victims have been identified through DNA analysis. The flight, which left the city in southwestern China, nosedived all of a sudden into a mountainous area before it was to descend into an airport near Hong Kong. Searchers are still looking for the flight data recorder. The cockpit voice recorder has already been recovered. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Colombian authorities said Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins had 10 substances in his system when he was found dead in Bogota while the band was on their South American tour. The Office of the Attorney General of Colombia tweeted the update Saturday, saying a preliminary toxicology test found substances including opioids, antidepressants, and THC, the psychoactive compound in marijuana. The office did not rule out the cause of death and said the investigation is ongoing and results will be released after they are obtained. There are ways to reduce the stress that comes with tax time. For example, Eric Smith of the IRS says that Americans who finish up their taxes and find that they owe the government money, there is an easier way to pay.
If you find you end up with a tax bill that's a problem, the IRS has made it easier this year to set up a payment agreement to take care of that tax obligation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.